Okay, let's do this fucking shit.
Thank you.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Sitting Ringside. This is episode number 205. As always, I am Robert Villa, and with me, my homies, Mark Ambulmeyer, Rudy Lara, and our guest host, Joey Genretti. What's going on? Or is it Genret?
Genret, two syllables.
Genret. There we go. Joey Genret. What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Not too bad.
Gucci.
Rudy?
We're good.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Well, we got a packed show tonight. No guest, which is okay, but we do have a guest next week. I will announce that here in a little bit. Let's do the quick shout-outs to HKA USA. Go to HKAUSA.com. Show your support as always. They show a lot of support to Fight Book MMA and to Sitting Ringside and to a lot of fighters that we all know. Also to our streaming platforms, Triller TV, Flow Combat, ESPN Plus, The Zone, and MMA TV. Also, you want to get some awesome supplements, go to foxhoundfuel.com. Scan the QR code right there. Get yourself a starter pack. Pick whichever one you like, whatever flavor, just do it. Scan it. Use our discount code so you can get 20% off of every single purchase. That is FBMMA in all caps. Also, to the fellas, you want to get some comfortable underwear, go to my boy's website, johntyler.com. Hit him up. Also, you'll get 20% off by using our discount code FIGHTBOOK. And if you want to get some merch and show your support to Fight Book MMA, hit me up or scan the QR code. Do what you got to do. If it's not there, hit me up and I'll make it happen. Also, we have another
special announcement,
right?
Yeah. Special announcement. We have a new partner, Shell Shock CBD. Shell Shock CBD has a ton of different products. CBD products, which is minus the THC, the psychoactive part of the plant to get you high. But they have all sorts of stuff for sleep, daily stress. Scan the QR code, visit their site, shellshock.com, shellshockcbd.com, and use promo code FBMMA for 10% off your next purchase.
Hell yeah.
Bro, they have all sorts of stuff. They even have CBD lube.
What?
CBD lube. That's the first time I've ever heard that. But yes. You gotta get it. You know, if you don't
want to get on my phone real quick.
If you don't know what to get
that QR code, yeah. Joey.
Put it back up real quick.
Get the bundle deal. It's a four pack, $19.99. You could try their different flavors, the different different highs. So have some fun, folks.
Hey, put that lube back. Joey wants to scan that QR code real quick. Hold on.
CBD lube, 10% off. FBMMA.
I'm getting that shit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, welcome to the team. We welcome you, and we will continue to support the company. And I will, and Rudy, after the show, send me their logo and the link so I can put it up on the website.
You know it.
Right on. So let's get on with the events that are happening this week, starting today, which we have the live results. It was the PFL Europe 1, the 2024 regular season. That happened earlier today. If you want to find out who won, go to fightbookmma.com. Emmett was doing all the live results on the website. Also, tomorrow morning, live on Fight Book MMA, mine and Rudy's favorite promotion, and hopefully Scooter can check this promotion out every Friday morning. One Friday Fights 54. They have a lot of...
That's the best.
Hell yeah, man. They have a lot of Muay Thai fights.
Muay Thai is shit.
Yeah, dude. They have a shit ton of Muay Thai fights, kickboxing. No MMA. It's straight up stand up. One championship does this for all of us to watch every Friday morning. But you can catch the live stream at fightbookmma.com and the live results. Your homie right here, your boy, will be doing the live results. Also streaming live on Fightbook MMA, a kickboxing event, Centurion FC 18. That's also streaming at the website. And then later that day or that night, however you want to say it, One Fight Night 20, Todd versus Pejija. I think I said that.
What?
I don't know, bro.
Is it me or does our buddy Mark look like this guy right now?
Fuck off.
Flash Gordon. That shit.
Oh, gosh.
Got Emperor Ming in our presence, folks.
Hell yeah.
Flash.
Oh my god. LFA 178 also happening tomorrow, and then obviously we have UFC 299 O'Malley versus Vera 2, and our friends over there at AKA, we have AKA 35 David Bosnick versus Rey Trujillo. That one's going to be streaming live at Fight Book MMA. And on to the boxing bare knuckle slap fighting category. Let's see here. Tonight, I think it's tonight this is happening in Montreal, live on ESPN Plus. It's a title fight. Vanessa Janice versus Abril Vidal. They're fighting for the vacant WBC women's heavyweight title. And then
I'm so glad as you trying to say these names.
I know, right?
And then it's Saudi Arabia tomorrow, live on DAZN. The biggest night in boxing that's going to be happening. We have Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. Who? They are fighting in a 10-round heavyweight fight. Then we have
this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's actually tomorrow. The event starts tomorrow at 11 Eastern. It's in the UK, or no, it's in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, 11 Eastern. And the main card starts at 5:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget to check that out. It's a great way to start the weekend off with some knockouts, chaos. And it's kind of weird, man. I think there's only like five fights on this card from what I saw. I mean, as far as the betting goes, it was only five fights. I hope there's more because it's a six-hour event.
Well, I think they got a lot of fillers this event. Yeah, they do have three title fights. one title fight on that card is Zalel Zhang versus Joseph Parker. They're fighting for Zhang's WBO.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Heavyweight title. And then another title fight is Rey Vargas versus Nick Ball. They're fighting for.
I like how you said Vargas.
Rey Vargas.
Hey, change A to an E.
They're fighting for Vargas WBC featherweight title. And then the other title fight is Israel Madrimov versus Magomed Kurbanov. The 12-rounder for the vacant WBA super junior middleweight title.
Say that name again.
Magomed Kurbanov.
Say that class again.
That was pretty good. That was better that time.
Which one, Joey?
The class. You said like super midget, extra small, tiny, honey, no, middleweight.
This is the WBA super junior middleweight title. And that's what they're fighting
for. WBA.
That sounds like go-kart racing. What the hell?
WNBA? I mean, that's the only WNBA I'll back if they're fighting.
And then in Managua, Nicaragua, live on ESPN Plus. It's Managua, Nicaragua. It's Aziel.
It's Managua, Nicaragua.
No, Managua. Managua. I'm gonna say it that way. Yeah, I'm gonna say it. I know it's Manango.
I guess I said
it's Managua. It's Managua. Managua, Managua, Nicaragua, Nicaragua. It's, you know,
potato, close. Tomato, tomato,
tomato, tomato.
Hey, Jinx, yeah. Can't talk anymore. Yeah.
Man, what's up, son?
You are one pathetic loser.
That was for you, Mark. You're just sitting there. Emperor Ming.
That fight is going to be live on ESPN Plus. It's Aziel Villar versus Jairo Noriega. This is a 12 rounder in the junior flyweight division. That's a lot of fights, folks. A lot of fights.
You're an asshole.
Check it out. We got Emperor Ming, folks.
Fuck you.
Have y'all seen the clips of Francis Ngannou talking shit to the boxers?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's pretty funny.
Man. I don't know. I don't like that persona about him, man. I don't like that about him.
But what he was saying is true, though.
I guess
we're doing this in boxing rules to save you. He said, yeah, we're doing it in my world. I could take on two of y'all at once.
He's never really impressed me in the cage, Bran.
He's not all that. They let him go.
Why did they let him go? He was like on the injured reserve for I don't know how long, a year and a half.
He wasn't but he wasn't the super draw that he thought he was.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from the dude. The dude's got massive power, but when it comes to anything more than that, I guess we kind of got a glimpse of that when he fought that Frenchie, what's his name, Cyril Gane. He actually did good. You know, he did a lot better than he expected. So, I mean, he's evolving. He really is. But
true.
I don't know, man. If it wasn't for that power, like, would he be any better than Rozenstruik?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't know.
Speaking of which, that dude did badass this past weekend.
Yep. Yes, yep. He did. Hey, before we get into that, back to these events that are happening, if you're not tweeting, if you're not following Fightbook MMA, if you're not posting anything about these fights, guess what, folks? You're not a real fight fan.
You're not a real fight,
bro. You got to be doing the Fuck It Friday challenges. Fan. If you're not doing the challenges, Dana White's Fuck It Friday challenge every Friday, you're not a real fight fan. You just got to do that.
You do. And
sprinkle a little power slap. I haven't even seen that in a while. So when they're coming back, yep. Roberto.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We got to see when the next event is happening. They haven't really announced any updated events for power slap. So. We'll see. And you know what? I was a real fight fan because I was covering a Johnny Tapia event on Saturday at the same time, taking pictures, doing the live results, and doing the live results and posting it on Instagram and Twitter for the UFC fight card that happened this past weekend. Let's jump into that event. What do y'all give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Which event?
The UFC fight night of last weekend.
Oh, I loved it, dude. I thought it was awesome. Definitely going to give it I'll give it an 8.
Dude, it was so many finishes on that event, man. It was fucking nuts. And then that.
Is there a way to go back and watch it? Because by the time I realized that it was a fight night, when I went to switch over to watch it, it was already over. Where were they fighting at?
It was at the Apex Vegas. Center. It started at 3, and there was only 11 fights.
Yeah.
So it went pretty quick because there was a lot of finishes.
Well, you know what? I got you, bro. I know where you can watch it without if you don't have UC Fight Night or UC Fight Pass.
I don't have that.
Okay.
I got everything else, though.
No, I got you. I'll send it to you later tonight.
I bet. Sneaky link, I like it. Sneaky link.
Gay.
Fuck you, Rudy.
But did you die?
But did you die?
No.
Bro, What about these finishes, man? What did you think, Rudy?
Oh, dude. Fight of the night, performance of the night, two bonuses for his first fight in the UFC, Vinicius Oliveira. I think that was a talk of the town for UFC fight night. That was just an unbelievable finish.
Was that the knee?
Yeah. Bernardo Sopas came out and he almost put Vinicius Oliveira away. And he came back in the second round and just started lighting up Sopas, getting him tired. The end of the third round with like 20 seconds left, he just ran and knocked him the fuck out with a flying knee. And it was all over Twitter. Let me see if I can find it. I think I posted it on my
Yeah, you did. It was on your. It was the knockout of the night.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, dude, that bro. I was watching this event right next to the commission for USA Boxing, and he's like, "Hey, is that live?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, bro." We didn't even we glanced to this fight, and we were seeing him getting teed off, and I told him, "Bro, I think we're gonna see a knockout, flying knee knockout." The judge was like, "Holy shit." Oh yeah, I'm judging a boxing event.
let me stop watching your phone so I can watch the snooze fest.
Oh no, this was on my laptop. Everybody was behind me watching the UFC fight as their friends were boxing over here, and you know, in front of me. It was epic, man. That knockout was dope. Did you find it, Rudy?
Yeah, I found it here. Here we go.
Okay.
I want people to see this. It was a spectacle to behold, especially when you're watching it live. Oh my god. Oh my god. Let's see this shit. Check it out.
Sopas done.
Oh
my god.
Vinicius Oliveira ends it with a flying knee.
Damn. That was brutal.
Oh my goodness. That was nasty.
And look at this in slow mo, dude. Look at this shit. Woo. Bam!
Oh,
bam! No. He's just dead.
Yeah, and the way he flopped too, the way he fell.
That's got to be one of the most vicious knockouts I've ever seen in UFC history, and it was just was ugly, bro. The whole crowd. If that was at an actual a packed house. You would have heard a pin drop, bro. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah. It was still an early stoppage, in my opinion.
Fuck up.
All of this wants to see a dead body.
I do. As soon as I saw that knockout, bro, I went to my phone. My early stoppage. Everybody's like, fuck you.
It was ugly, bro. That was brutal, man. And, I want to see Bernardo Sopas. Like I said, he almost put this cat away in the first round. He was giving it his all, and he almost caught him in the second as well. But Vinicius just lit him up, bro. He lit him up, and he really put him away in the third round. So hats off to that dude. I can't wait to see him fight again. I think it's going to be soon. It's probably going to be on that Brazil card.
I do, too.
Definitely deserves it. Definitely deserves it.
Sure. Hell yeah. I mean, to get those bonuses off the bat, bro, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a first in UFC history, dude, somebody to get, you know, double bonuses on your first, you know.
On your UFC fight. Debut, bro.
Debut, you know, that's amazing, bro. This kid, he's going to go somewhere. He's going to go places. He's not really a kid. I think he's like 32. So he's a man. Yeah, he's a man. But compared to you, Roberto, everybody's a kid. Willie Nelson, I think you call him Junior, don't you?
Asshole.
My second favorite fight.
We're the same age, Rudy.
my second favorite fight was another bonus winning fight, performance of the night, Matt Schnell versus Steve Ersig. Steve Ersig.
Oh, dude.
This guy looks like Volkanovski with hair.
He does.
Yeah, just look at the guy, bro. Look, I'll show you. He looks like Volkanovski with hair. And this dude he fights like a badass. Oops, wrong one. He's a badass, man. Look at this dude. Don't tell me that's not Volk with hair, bro. This guy.
That's his that's his cousin, dude.
Look at this guy. That's Volk, dude.
Volk like ain't fool nobody.
Right? When he's not fighting, you know, he's fighting with hair.
And, he got taller.
And calling himself Astro Boy. He gets some knee implants. But he looks like Volk, bro. I'm just saying, I didn't realize that until this past event. I was like, dude, he looks like Volk. Maybe that's his son.
Hey,
maybe that's why he's been so depressed. He's like, shit, everyone's gonna find out. They're gonna know.
They're not gonna know.
Yeah. I'd like to say, Volk, we're on to you. We know what you've been doing. We know the real reason. You can't hide it anymore. We know why.
We
know why you lost. We know why you've been losing. And we know why you've been depressed.
You can't
don't
afford
want anyone to know. Yeah, you can't afford the child support. Your child is coming to take your belt.
We're coming
and take his father out. He wants to take his father out for doing what he did to him and abandoning him. But unfortunately, you lost the belt. But he's still.
This is why you don't sleep with women in California.
Exactly.
They will take everything from you.
He took everything from you. He's going to take everything from you. Calling it now, Steve Ursig. He's gonna beat Volk up and announce that that's his father.
Yep.
That's heavy, huh?
That is that.
I'm just seeing like clips of Vader.
Tell me, bro. only then will he become a man and be able to become a champion and take his true place in UFC history. It's inevitable.
It is.
Bro, did you just change his name to Kane? Oh,
wow. You're the next contestant.
Yeah.
Old Glenn Jacobs.
Rosenstruck.
Oh, and that's probably my third. Bro. Rosenstruck just lit him up, man. Oh, my God. And I've never seen
Shamil get a beating that bad until he met this fool right here, man. Because he was undefeated. He was undefeated for fucking ever.
Yeah, I mean, most of his fights end in the first round. You know, if you take him out of the second round, dude, he's toast, man. And this guy was fading so bad. Jarzinho he was real patient. You know, kept a nice distance with Gaziev and. I mean, it must have been so deflating for Gaziev. His first takedown attempt, he went smack right into the fence, bro. Smack face first into the fence. And Jarzinho just spent the rest of the time just playing Matador with this dude, and he fucked him up, bro. Just popping him, just tossing his hand out. And every time it tossed his hand out, Gaziev would run right into it, and it was just accumulative damage and strikes, and he fucked this cat up, man. An example of somebody with a veteran, you know, he's been at the top for so long. I think he's done the most
main events
for heavyweight ever.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was Derek Lewis until Rosenstruck came in and took that thunder, man.
Yeah, man. Don't count this man out. I think he's climbing his way back to the top. Got a long way to go, but with the performance.
I just remember when he was talking that shit and Francis Ngannou put him in his place.
Yeah, Francis Ngannou, man. I'm not high on Francis Ngannou, man. I'm not.
Me neither, man. Me neither. It is what it is. But overall, I'm gonna give it I'm giving this event an 8.
Because everybody knows, bro, the only reason Ngannou's gone is because he was scared of John Jones. Take that to the bank.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Mark, Emperor Ming. I mean, Kane. Kane? Holy crap. What's up, Kane? How's your brother?
How's the Undertaker?
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi, I said.
Oh, I thought you said Chi-Chi.
I didn't say Chi-Chi.
Speaking of Chi-Chi, I didn't see any women on this card at all. And that's just sexist.
It is. That's just fucked up.
Girls are scrapping, boy.
Yeah, they are.
Speaking of Chi-Chi, what's wrong with you, Mark?
Mark, what did you think about this event, bro?
Honestly, I enjoyed it. It was a good filler card. I had some decent finishes, good decisions, but my favorite fight was a Hobby and Basharat. I enjoyed that fight completely. That was one of my favorite fights on the card, was that one.
Yeah, that was a good fight.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was a really good good fight. I know Zahibi won by unanimous decision, but I think the one that was the talk of the night was Vinicius' knockout.
I think everybody was just
on it and could not stop talking about it. I mean, look at us. We're still talking about it. We're jumping close to UFC 299, and, you know, it's just...
The event just started off with a bang. You know, Lloyd Khorazabov, he took out the favorite Abdul Karim Al-Sawadi.
That hurt.
Crazy KO. And it was back and forth. Khorazabov won the first round. Al-Sawadi won the second. He was winning the third, and Khorazabov just took him out. Ludovic Klein with a first round KO. Christian Leroy Duncan having his way with Claudio Ribeiro, took him out in the second. Mm-hmm. The Zahabi Basharat fight, that was fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't think that Zahabi won that fight. I really don't think he. And I was.
Yeah, that was a close one. That was a hard one to really pick at the end. I would have been fine with the draw, honestly. But
a draw, I don't know, man. I don't think he won that fight.
You're not my favorite really thing. Come on.
it was a close fight. Maybe he won the third round. I think it was because he won the third round so decisively. I mean, he outstruck him.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So that's probably what it was. It was a close fight either way. I'm not mad at the decision, but I don't think that he won it. I remember when it finished, I was like, you got robbed. And I was like, nah, I can't say that shit. It's kind of lame. But yeah, Jamie Pickett, like we predicted, got his pink slip. He was released from the UFC. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
Yeezer.
And Muhammad Mukhaev, dude. That was the biggest disappointment of the night, Muhammad Mukhaev. You know, it was just a very, I don't know, it was a boring performance in my opinion and a lot of people's
opinion. It was.
And then he comes out, immediately calls for a title shot, and then makes excuses for his performance, saying that he was sick. I get it, whatever, man, but I don't know. I've never liked fighters who do that, bro. Just, you know, maybe say it at the presser, not there in the cage, bro. Like your post-fight speech, come on, man.
Think I'm something sick. Better to do. And well, I'm spreading all my sickness and germs to everybody else that's stepping into this cage.
Yeah, one of my biggest pet peeves is when these dudes went by a decision, didn't really show a whole lot during the whole fight. And then when they get their interview, they act like they start calling out the champion. Oh, I want the belt. I'm like, nah, bitch. You need to prove that you can.
You need to prove that you can eat sushi without puking and then blaming your poor performance on the sushi that you ate and puked up.
Pretty much. Is that what he's saying? That he got food poisoning or something?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He even posted pictures of his puke in the toilet, bro. Like he had it planned out, you know.
Bro, you can just tell me you puked. You ain't got to show me the shit.
Yeah. Right? It's pretty gross. But, you know, Tyson Pedro versus Vitor Pereiro. Tyson Pedro, another cat that we said was probably going to get the pink slip. He got his pink slip. He retired. He threw his gloves in the cage. And, you know, his post-fight interview, you know, he was talking about how he just can't afford it. You know, he can't afford to be a fighter anymore, which is kind of sad. Considering you're, you know, when you're, people think that you get to the UFC, you're at the top level, you know, and for a guy to retire because you're not making enough money on your fights, it's, I don't know, bro. I don't know if that's super embarrassing. That sounds
like a contract issue. You're the one that signed that contract.
Well, it is. It is. Don't get me wrong, man. But, you know, when you're just, you know, taking lumps, bro, for fucking chump change. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you spend your whole career trying to make it to the top and just to find out, you know, you mismanaged things or I don't know, man. I don't know the situation, but you got to feel for a guy who's trying to support his family. And it's just, I just think it's embarrassing, man, for an organization to hear something like that. But I don't know. I don't think it could be even more embarrassing as PFL's main event this tonight. That was pretty fucked up. Did you guys see it?
Mm-mm. No, I was at work, man.
No, I was at work. The main event got called off because one of the fighters was pointing at his foot and saying, oh, I think I...
Oh, that's right. My goddard stopped that fight, right?
He ended up having like a splinter in his toe, bro. A splinter in his toe. The main event gets called off for a splinter in his toe. A splinter in his toe.
Remember when John Jones beat somebody had with his toe completely twisted?
That was against, wasn't that Chael Sonnen?
Yep, that's a Chael Sonnen
fight. And his toe was literally hanging off. Check this out, bro. And look, this is what happened tonight.
He's gonna have to put his foot on the gas here.
The fight has been waved off.
What's going on?
Mark Goddard waves it off.
Oh my God.
Calling for attention to his foot, speaking with Baki, an injury to the toe.
Right, I got to see the splinter, because I have a splinter story for you.
A strange finish to this main event. I think there might be a sliver.
Wow. You get punched, you get kicked, you're getting thrown like a rag doll, you're doing all this other shit, and you can't fight because of a splinter?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think Dana White's reaction was here in the news? He's probably rolling,
he's
bro.
He's probably laughing, bro.
Laughing his ass off.
Oh, he was laughing his ass off.
Your main event gets canceled because of some dumb shit.
I mean, he's not laughing at the fighter's misfortune. It's just PFL's misfortune. And dude, and imagine this. If Francis Ngannou loses tomorrow, if he loses tomorrow, that's going to be even more embarrassing for them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they invested all this money in buying Bellator, only to have their main event stop because of a splinter. And then Francis Ngannou, imagine if he gets knocked out cold, bro, by Joshua.
Ooh,
imagine, bro. It I don't know. I would see PFL stock start to take a dive.
I don't see Francis getting knocked out.
I don't see it either.
He's got
to imagine. I'm saying imagine.
It would not be good.
No, it would not.
And especially because he's what, the ambassador for the PFL Africa or something like that?
Yep. Dude, he needs to win tomorrow, bro.
He needs to fucking win. Yeah, he does.
He needs to win it or make it go to a decision, like a very close decision. Because if not, it's going to be a bad look for them. It's going to be a bad look.
He's got to outperform his performance against Fury.
Yeah, yeah, man. I don't know, but I don't know. Dude, what do you guys think? Do you think he can do it?
I think so. I think Francis is going to win.
He's got a puncher's chance.
You think Francis is going to win? I don't think he's going to win, man. Did you watch Anthony Joshua's last fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Holy shit, bro. Mm. Yeah.
You look good.
Say, before, when I saw Francis Ngannou against Tyson, I heard that he was going to fight Joshua. I was like, oh, yeah, it's in the bag, bro. I got Ngannou winning this fight because I was impressed. I thought he looked great against Tyson. I don't think he won that fight, but I thought he looked amazing. And I just, when I heard he was going to fight Anthony Joshua, I was like, bro, he's going to knock this cat out. And then I saw Anthony Joshua's fight at the end of the year, and holy crap. I was like, dude, I don't know, man. That's a different Anthony Joshua, bro.
Yeah.
And, our boy. You got to look at it from his perspective. Like, dude, this guy's going to come in here and try to take everything that I fucking work for. I don't think so, man. And when I saw him at the press conference, this dude just looked all business, man. He is not cracking smiles. He ain't fucking around.
Yeah, man. Our boy Andrew, he said that it's a puncher's chance, which is
true. It always is. It always is, yeah, with Francis Ngannou. Always a puncher's chance.
Yeah. Colin, he asked a question that if it's legal for a cutman to remove a splinter and treat the wound.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be, but you can't, a fighter can't call for a timeout, bro. That's the problem. No. Is he was, you know, saying, hey, there's something wrong with me. You can't stop the fight. The ref has to see it and stop the fight. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you get kicked in the balls and he didn't see it. You can't say, hey, stop the fight. You're going to get knocked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just can't do that, bro.
You want that or do it in between rounds.
Right? Yeah. You want to hear my splinter story?
Yeah.
What's up?
So in elementary school, remember we used to have the wood bleachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine went to slide over to let somebody sit down. Splinter went through both ass cheeks.
Oh!
Straight to the hospital. Guess what? His ass was right back at school the next day.
So, what?
No excuses.
Oh.
Could you imagine? I just had to tell my kids about this.
Dude.
They were talking about splinters the other day, and I had to tell them. My kids were just like,
mm-mm.
For real, daddy? I'm like, yeah.
Ouch.
So a splinter in a toe?
Yeah.
It couldn't have been hurting that damn bad.
Yeah, and that he was probably losing that fight, and he knew it.
I don't know, bro. I mean, he might have been. I don't think that's his way out of it. That's just, I don't know. I think he was, he probably felt something. He was just saying, shit, something's wrong with my foot. There was obviously something wrong with him. I mean, not to the point where he couldn't fight, but have you ever had something stuck in your, just anywhere, a splinter, a piece of glass? That shit sucks, bro. It really
sucks. It does suck. It sucks ass.
It may not be super painful, but it's going to be
a
nuisance.
You got, what, five minute rounds, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, they should have addressed it.
How many minutes was left in that round? Does it show on that?
I don't think that. I think that was the start of the round, of the third round, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Either way.
They should have addressed it when he was sitting down.
Man up. Yeah. Go to the fucking corner if you make it through the round. Say, hey, something's in my toe. Get this shit out.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think they kind of stopped it premature because, you know, the guys were talking back.
Early stoppage.
He told Baki, hey, there's something in my foot. And Baki said, well, get it out. And that's when Marks called it off. I don't know, man. It was weird altogether. But either way, Dana White is probably rolling, laughing his ass off. I just thought it was. That's the first thing that came to my mind, bro.
That's why we're the number one MMA.
First thing that came to my mind, I was like, dude, Ngannou's got to win tomorrow. If he doesn't, this is a bad. It's going to be a bad week for PFL. He's got to win.
Yeah, he has to win.
Well, hell, Francis's next fight in MMA, he's fighting a giant.
Dude, oh, yeah.
That bro.
Is that the dude that put away Bader, right?
Bader, yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's a
monster.
I don't know, bro.
That dude is big.
He's fucking huge, dude. That's going to be fun to watch. That'll be fun to watch. But again, if Ngannou's got to win this fight, man, he really's got to win this fight. And I'm not going to be mad either way if he wins or loses. I'm indifferent to that. Like I said, I'm not an Ngannou fan. I respect the man, but.
What's going to be funny when he loses the boxing match, comes fights at PFL and loses that fight.
Bro, that'll be the biggest disappointment. His
stock will tank.
In history. PFL stock will tank. And then imagine, dude, that Jake Paul loses to Mike Tyson. Oh, my God. That was announced today, bro, too, folks.
Yeah. Before we talk about that, let's cue the Outside the Cage news.
Oh, we're going to do that? We're going to do
We're going to do that right now.
Man, you.
Outside the Cage news.
As David would always say, there's always good news outside the cage, even when they're talking about the fights inside the cage. Speaking about outside the cage news, we were just going to say it. Jake Paul, man, versus Mike Tyson. That was announced, like Rudy said, it was announced today. Yeah,
it's going to be Jake Mike versus Paul Tyson on Netflix. On Netflix, Saturday, July 20th in Arlington, Texas, Dallas Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium. It's going to be free as long as you have as long as you have Netflix. It's going to be free.
Yeah, yeah.
So who you got, guys? Who do you think is going to win that?
Well, I mean, we all know Jake's going to win, bro.
Tyson has one more left in him, guys. Tyson has one more left in him. Fuck it.
Where? In his big toe?
I don't know.
Have you seen Mike Tyson walk?
You know what? It's going to be a good payday for him, though, right? He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
So this is what I said on our podcast page today when I shared it. My heart says Mike Tyson, but my money says Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yes.
Rigged.
It'll be a money grab for Mike Tyson, so he can buy more weed, and a clout grab for Jake Paul for the next fight.
Yeah.
Let's see a comparison. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
How old is that video of Tyson, though?
It's not that old.
How old? It's got to be at least 2 to 3 years old.
I think that one's recent, to be honest with you.
I bet it was from when he was training to fight against Jones, Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, it was.
So that was last year.
Yeah, last year. Right now,
if Tyson,
so that's a year old. Okay, so
Tyson got to
get something. We have to see a video of him now.
He's got some pep, but how long will it last is the question. You know, if
not past the first round.
Yeah, I mean, if he's old, bro. He's gonna gas out.
I know exactly.
How high will he be is the question.
Yes, sir.
How high will he be?
That bitch gonna be on cloud nine when he gets in that ring, son.
I don't know how high he's gonna be, but I know how high you can be if you go to shellshockcbd.com. You can purchase CBD lube. You can even get their bundle deal, four pack for $19.99. Use code FightBookMMA.
Yes, yes. They won't be Rudy Lara high episode 200.
Shameless plug.
Oh, that was a fun night.
That was fun.
I got a secret to tell you there, Jake Paul. I'm higher than giraffe pussy right now. I'm gonna eat your ass, homeboy. I'm gonna fuck you till you love me.
Oh shit!
Tyson hit with all of them,
dude. But all seriously, though, I hope we do see a Tyson that the video that was just shown here earlier. Hey, Andrew, once we get close to episode 420, you will be invited, bro.
Yeah, 420, I'm going to give a special 25% discount to all our users. All right.
Hell yeah. I think that's the only day that we're all going to be high as fuck.
Oh, and keep in mind, you know, at Shellshock CBD, let me pull up that QR code again. I just want to let you guys know that they have something called the Eclipse Bundles. There's an eclipse going on April 8th, 2024. So you can enjoy for a limited time sample packs. The Eclipse Bundles comes with your favorite gummies along with two pairs of special glasses made for watching the solar eclipse. Nothing cooler than that. I mean, come on. You have some fun. Just don't take this. Don't take the glasses off and look at the sun while you're high.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't do that. They're not responsible for your bullshit.
Exactly. I do hope that we do see a Tyson in the first round. A Tyson that we're all going to remember.
But I don't think so, bro. The first thing that came to mind when I heard about this, I was like, money grab.
Yeah, of course. It's all about the money, bro. Just like Andrew says, Jake beats Tyson only because it's a work, which is true.
Yep.
Can't hate on that, man.
But we're all going to watch it.
But we are all going to watch it. Yeah, we are.
Because why? Because we're real fight fans.
No, yes. It's because we want to see an old guy get murdered.
Shit.
Early style
get murdered.
And while we're on the subject of boxing, you know, this past week has been a real crazy. Remember last Thursday?
Dude.
I showed you, I showed you the video of Ryan Garcia at his press conference, and he looks so coked out. Well, yeah. I mean, it just snowballed downhill, and not to be funny, but this dude just went nuts, went crazy on Twitter, sending videos about somebody stole his phone and that they chopped his head off and hail Satan. And then he came back and said he was okay. It looked like a hostage video, bro. He sent out a video saying that he was okay. And then he starts talking about, he got on a Twitter spaces with Andrew Tate and started saying now he was taken to Bohemian Grove and was forced to watch kids get raped. And then he said Ryan Garcia, the boxer. And then he admitted that he was raped and that he has all these secrets of the Vatican. He recently went to the Vatican and stole all these secrets, but he's not going to release it because they threatened his family to kill. I was like, bro, this is nuts. And then after all this shit, after I guess he came down from his high, you know, he posts another video with his team saying that, you know, he signed this contract about how he's going to be responsible and nothing else crazy on his Twitter until just.
Sorry,
just
guys, I went on a bit.
This is going to be fight camp from here on out. And it was, I don't know, if you go to his Twitter right now, his X profile, go through his feed, you're going to be like, what the fuck is this guy on, man? Cue the pyramids. I think he's been taken over by aliens, probably the same ones that took over GSP.
Andrew wants to know if Bigfoot's at the Vatican. Probably, bro.
You know what? That's something we'd have to ask Ryan Garcia. I mean, if we can get him on this show, I'd like to ask him, Ryan, what do you know about Bigfoot?
I'm right here.
Bigfoot at the Vatican. He's Bigfoot losing his shit, bro.
Dude.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen, 15, man.
Shit.
And that is like the craziest past couple of days with Ryan Garcia. It's just weird, bro. Look at his ex and you will be like, what the fuck was this guy on? What was he on? And it just like,
I can look at it later.
It's spiraled out of control there ever since last Thursday. Remember on the show, I showed you that video of him at his press conference and everybody was denying Oscar, that he was doing coke. Yeah. He was denying that he was doing coke. And he was just saying some weird shit. And then after that, it just got even weirder and weirder as the days went by. And then I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, he finally came down off his high and just like, okay, I'm going to put out a normal video and promising not to say anything crazy.
Wasn't he posting stuff about his girl too?
Yeah, dude. He was posting all sorts of whack shit.
What's going
on
with this dude?
I mean, I could probably pull it up and show you guys, but dude.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, dude. Ryan Garcia. Here we go. Look. Let's go through his crazy. See, he's just talking about fighting right now. I wonder if he deleted any of those videos. See, this is where he made the contract. I, Ryan Garcia, will not be speaking or tweeting or writing anything other than my fight, boxing, and sports. All topics of discussion will be discussed after my fight. 5 weeks up, focus. You have my word, I'm locked in. You'll see 420.
I'm seeing one says they auction off kids.
This is one. Check it out.
Come on, come closer. We got Ryan's non-negotiable list. For camp, number one, train 6 days a week. Number two, one form of recovery every day. Number three,
we'll scroll through and look at everything he did before this. Watch. Four,
drinking wine only.
I don't even take edibles, though.
Three glasses on Wednesday, four glasses on Sunday. And remember, this is like
non-negotiable. Yeah, I know.
But you don't have to do it.
Whatever. But yeah, this is crazy, bro. They auction off kids. I'm not the crazy one. Sounding the trumpets. June 6th, earthquake bad. What in the world are you talking about, bro? June 6th, Ryan Life Matters.
You're trying to predict the future.
Yeah, I'm calling for peace in the Middle East. Look, bro, he just goes off, dude. As long as I don't create a lie, I will be okay. Everyone getting real quiet now. Wait, I'm the bad guy for calling out an institution that is unbelievable number of rape and molestation. I'm the bad guy. Scary movies, priests, Catholic churches. Check this out, bro. Like, what was he on? With Jesus, you will power through all of that. Bro. Look, it just keeps rolling in y'all. Don't have to believe that they took me here, but I don't have to prove anything to you. You aren't the one that their whole family's been threatened. Look, this is the hostage video.
I'm coming on here to explain what's going on. I'm not in possession of my phone. I can't get access to my Instagram.
Then how are you posting this, weirdo?
My cards are locked. And I'm just being real, you know, I'm being real taken advantage. And I personally wanted just to send out a video to the people that love me and my fans and family that's concerned that I'm okay. I'm not dead. I believe in Jesus.
What?
All those are lies. And, you know, they try to put me in jail. They're blocking my cards. I can't access my money. Nobody's hitting me back. I don't know what's going on, but just know I'm okay.
But yet there's people in the background.
This dude's on peyote.
Yeah, and then he was calling out Jake Paul. Check this out, bro.
I can't do this shit. I feel so fucking bad for introducing Jake Paul to boxing. I fucked up.
So he's the one to blame.
I can't allow this to happen. I can't. He's
imagine how his head exploded when he found he's fighting Mike Tyson.
Everything. I don't know. Call my team, Jake.
Bro.
Oh my God, dude.
I'm telling you, bro, he lost it, bro. He lost it, man. Yeah, I don't know, wow. Man. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know. You can
go through and you'll see that, like I said, there was a Andrew Tate interviewed him, and that's when he was talking about, you know, him being taken to the Bohemian Grove and being forced to witness what he witnessed. I don't know, bro. And a lot of people are saying, you know, hey, he needs to get away from the people that he's surrounding himself with because he is just whack, dog. And if you had money on Ryan Garcia going into this Devin Haney fight, take it out. You know, put it on Haney. I don't think this dude is going to win. He's got to win that battle up here first.
Andrew wants to know, who is Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate, he's the most banned man in the world behind Alex Jones.
He's a man's man.
He's a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's. I think Ryan Garcia is getting influenced a lot by Oscar de la Coca.
Roberto. Yo. I think we all need to talk like Andrew Tate for the rest of the show. Because if we don't, then we're all going to end up like Ryan Garcia.
You know, like we have to.
Sad. Broke.
We're men.
We're men.
We don't cry.
Jesus Christ.
We don't do dishes. We don't clean. We don't.
I do. Yeah, but that was my outside the cage news. It was real spicy today because Ryan Garcia was just a cornball, bro. What the hell?
Well, let's get back into reality and let's talk about UFC 299, O'Malley versus Vera 2. I think UFC 299 is a stacked card.
What do you guys think of the poster?
Let's talk about the poster. When it first came out,
I showed you guys and I said, I dig it. I give it a 9.
I'm giving it a 9 as well, bro. This is a really good thought out poster, man.
I
like it.
Very nice.
I like it. Well. It's very, very well thought out, man. It's really good. So a 9 is a really good score for it. Like I said, it's this Saturday. It's going to start at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
What's
going on, Joey? What's up?
This dude's so Canadian, he's drinking Canada Dry ginger ale. What the?
So joke's on you. It's so actually maple syrup in there.
It's maple syrup, bro.
It's not.
Joke's on you. It's liquid poutine.
Liquid poutine. Oh shit. Joey. Dude, we're so used to it that we don't even like pay attention to it anymore.
So when I saw the bottle go out, I'm like, oh hell no.
Bro, you should see his pet moose. It's the craziest thing. Just like the
bowling club.
Yeah, you're stereotyping big time, bro. That's, I don't know, borderline racist. Is Canadian a race? I think it is, right? I mean, y'all have your own bacon. But bacon is really ham, but you Canadians, is it because Canadians call ham Canadian? Let me ask you this. Do Canadians call Canadian bacon, or you call it bacon, or just ham?
We just call it ham.
You just call it ham? Okay, so we're the weird ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure we're a little confused there. Hey, so let's start from the bottom of the card.
Yes, let's start from the bottom.
Start off with Joanne Wood. Joanne Wood versus Myra Moroz.
I got Wood.
Yeah, Joanne Wood won her last fight. She's a plus 165 underdog. Myra Moroz, minus 200 favorite. Dropped her last two fights, Karin Silva and Jennifer Maia. Keep in mind, Myra Moroz has beaten Joanne Calderwood before. So this is a rematch. And I don't know, man. Joanne Wood really hasn't showed me that she's improved. I mean, she was on the skids, bro. Three fight loss. Losing streak. She barely beat Luana Carolina. I don't think she's going to win this fight. I'm going to put my money on Myra Moroz.
Myra Moroz.
Yep.
I want to go for Myra. I think Wood is probably going to take this fight. I don't know about how. I'm going to say by decision.
No, man.
I think so, man, because look, if Myra wins, that's going to be a good win for her because she needs this win.
Yeah, she
needs loses. If she, yeah, she
how did,
loses. She,
how did Moroz lose her slip. Last two fights? Decision.
She lost by submission to Karina Silva and Jennifer Maia unanimous decision. Before that, she was on a tear, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Joanne Wood, like I said, she barely beat Luana Carolina in a split decision. Before that, she had dropped three in a row, and she was looking really bad. And she just hasn't improved her game at all, in my opinion. Myra Moroz has. She just got caught in her last fight, which happened to be another rematch, but that's neither here nor there. Tapology agrees with me, 76%. I think Moroz is going to win this fight. I don't think she's going to put Wood away, but she's definitely going to seal the deal. I think it's going to be a decision win. This is a solid undercard, underdog bet to go with, but you can go with a popular Joanne Wood and say, I got Wood.
I got Wood.
All right. I got Wood. I don't. I don't have Wood. I got Moroz. I'm going to pick Moroz. All right, so next up.
You're pick flipping, huh? Next up, we got CJ Vergara versus Asu Almabayev. CJ Vergara is a plus 340 underdog. Won his last two fights. Asu Almabayev, Zulfikar, is a minus 440 heavy favorite from Kazakhstan. This
brave
dude is
combat fighter.
Yeah,
dude.
Brave this combat fighter.
Beast.
This is going to be his second fight in the UFC. He beat Odie Osborne, submitted that dude. It was an awesome fight 6 months ago. CJ Vergara, he beat Vinicio Salvador, unanimous decision, and Daniel Lacerda. I don't know, man. CJ Vergara hasn't been very impressive to me, in my opinion. I think he's going to get put away by Almabayev? It's possible. But round I think two. He's submission. I think he's skilled enough to make it go distance, and I think Almabayev will probably win that game. Yeah, I'm gonna go Almabayev. I'm gonna go with a decision. It'd probably be a good prop to go with a
submission.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I'm going second round.
He's gonna fill him out. He's gonna fill him out that first round, and then he's gonna go for it in the second.
Yes, sir. Mark,
so we're all in agreement. Mark,
I got same here.
So go ahead and note it. I'm going against the American.
Oh, shit.
Well, Is he really American? Look at his last name. I can say that.
Yeah, I can't.
The next up, we got Robles de Spain versus Josh Parisian, not to be confused with Carl Parisian. Robles, the big boy, minus 420, heavy favorite. He's 4-0, going up against Josh Parisian, been in the UFC for quite some time, 34-year-old, going up against a 35-year-old, plus 310, moderate underdog. Like I said, lost his last two fights. I think big boy is going to go in there and jack this dude up. First round KO. Yeah. He's a
finisher, bro.
Bro, he's
6'8", right?
Yeah, he's 6'7", 87 inch wingspan, bro.
He beat John Jones out for the longest reach.
Yep, he did. And he is a world champion taekwondo champ. Let's not forget that. For somebody that big, he moves fast. Mm-hmm. All his fights, you know, like first round KOs. I don't think Josh Parisian is going to he's gonna have a bad night. Pink slips from Josh Parisian. Yeah,
sure.
Holy cow. And that's on the prelims?
Yeah, it deserves to be on the prelims. That deserves to be on the prelims.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's making
his debut.
He's making his debut.
Yeah, he fought for Fury. Holy shit, man. This guy just destroys his opponents in the first round.
So I guess we're all in unanimous decision on that one. Mm-hmm.
All right, next up.
Yeah, next up we have Felipe Lins Monstro, won his last three fights, going up against Ian Cutelaba. Won his last fight. The odds on this one currently are Ian Cutelaba is a minus 125 favorite, Felipe Lins plus 104 underdog. And I think that's right. I think it opened up where Felipe Lins was a favorite. I guess just because his last three fights – or wins, but I don't know, man. I think Ian Cutelaba, he's a different animal, man. Felipe Lins, he's kind of slow and meticulous at what he does, and Ian Cutelaba, that dude is just like pedal to the metal, dude. He's gonna go out there and just take it to him. I don't think Felipe Lins is gonna be able to make it past that. I'm calling it club and sub second round for Ian Cutelaba.
Yep.
Same here.
Agreed.
Same here.
And up next, we have Michael Pereira versus Michael Oleksychuk. Michael Pereira, you know, he's a minus 140 favorite, going up against a plus 115 underdog. And Michael Oleksychuk, I think Michael Pereira, hands down, is going to win this fight.
Oh, dude.
You know,
for
it's
sure.
Just, I don't see
under his name, son.
Yeah, man. I don't see a path to victory for Oleksychuk.
Pereira has been on a fucking
tear. You just
like saying
his name.
Yeah, I do.
We all do.
I'm gonna call a decision win for Alex Pereira. I mean, there's a chance he could, you know, sub this dude, but it's gonna be an interesting fight. Interesting fight, but I got Michael Pereira winning this
one. Who's he fighting against, Rudy?
Michael Oleksychuk.
No, how you say it?
Oleksychuk.
Round one.
Tiger uppercut.
Oh my god.
Hadouken! Sonic Boom!
Oh my god.
What a time to be alive.
He should come out to that song or to that intro.
Next, we got Pedro Munhoz versus Kyler Phillips. Pedro Munhoz, plus 185 underdog, UFC veteran, going up against Kyler Phillips, up and comer, minus 225 favorite, won his last two fights, beat Hani Barcelos against, you know, with a unanimous decision win. Before that, Marcelo Rojo. I don't know. Bums, in my opinion. Maybe not Ronnie Bocellos, but he's older, man. He's a lot older.
Yep.
So is Pedro Munhoz. Off. I mean, he's 37 years old. He lost his last fight to Marlon Vera in unanimous decision win. I think this is a big step up in competition for Kyler Phillips. If he can win this fight, I mean, it gives him a clear path to get into the top 10. But I don't think that's happening, bro. I think Pedro Munhoz is going to derail this train and probably win this fight by decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Even in the odds right now with the Tapology, I mean, it's really, really close. 59% go to Phillips, Munhoz 41. But don't count him out, man. Don't count out the young Punisher, because he's going to put a hurt on Kyler, man.
I mean, dude, he took Dominic Cruz, the unanimous decision, bro. If it wasn't for the O'Malley eye poke, he might have won, dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chris Gutierrez, unanimous decision. He lost a unanimous decision to Marlon Vera. So we know this guy can push it to the limits. Kyler Phillips, I don't know that too much, man. He just he's good, you know. I don't know. We don't know how good he is. This is a great test. Test for him.
And, you know, Pedro's a good fighter. You know, he's fought the two guys that are main eventing this event. So it's
I'm not gonna be mad if Phillips wins, but I don't know, man. Munhoz, I just don't see it, bro. I really don't see it. This is a huge step up in competition.
Mm-hmm.
Martin, you got one of the viewers said O'Malley had to Phillips. Cheat to get away from Munhoz.
Sheesh. Mark?
I don't know. I got Phillips that way.
All right.
Damn, Gregory. He's the one that said O'Malley had to cheat to get away from Munhoz.
So next up, we got Mateus Gamrot versus Rafael Dos Anjos. -355 favorite, Mateus Gamrot. Gamer Gamrot against Rafael Dos Anjos, +280. Moderate underdog. He is a veteran of the UFC, 39 years of age. I don't know, man. This is another huge step up in competition for Gamrot. But is it really? Mm-hmm. The dude took out Rafael Fiziev, bro. And I didn't think he was going to do that. He beat Jalen Turner, who's a beast. He lost to Beneil Dariush, but, I mean, it's Dariush. Armin Sarukian, Diego Pereira. I don't know. As much as I'd like to see Rafael Dos Anjos win, I don't think he's going to. Mateus Gamrot.
Decision.
Second round.
Oh, second round KO.
KO.
Yep. Nice. You know what? I'm gonna say third round. I think he's just gonna kick the shit out of Dos Anjos' legs.
I'm going for the old man. I'm going for RDA. Yeah.
I like RDA. I won't be mad if
I think everybody does. Everybody loves RDA.
Let him get a win. Let him retire.
I hope he wins. Now he ain't gonna retire, bro.
Dude, RDA was gonna retire when he turns 50.
He'll never retire.
I'm fighting till I'm 62.
Yeah, he's gonna fight until he turns in one of the Nogueira brothers.
Wow.
He's almost there. Look at his face.
Right.
All right.
And the Nogueira and the Nogueira brothers aren't even past their 30s yet.
I know, right?
Wow.
But their faces are past like 60. Let's face 60, it. Yes. All right. Next up, we got Caitlin Terminara against Macy Barber. Caitlin used to be Caitlin Chukagian. She took a year and a half off. She lost her last fight against Manon Fiorro, unanimous decision. Before that, she was on a tear, man, a unanimous decision tear. But she's going up against Macy Barber, who's been also on a tear, man. -200 favorite.
Better put some respect on her name.
Yeah, man. Macy, the future barber. I think she's going to win this fight. If it wasn't for, you know, the circumstances of Caitlin's, you know, departure, I probably would have gone with Chukagian. I think in her leading up to the fight, they were interviewing her and asking her about, you know, her time off, what she was doing. And she let everyone know she was you know, doing in vitro fertilization, and she ended up having two miscarriages. So she's been a wreck, and she's just wanting an out. And she thought the best way to do that was to take a fight. And that's not what you want to hear, man. You know, going into a fight. Some people, maybe that may be the motivation you need to get you through something and to win. But for a woman who's 35 years old going through something like that, going up against a young up-and-comer like Macy Barber. I don't know, man. I think you got some other demons you gotta deal with before you can seriously think you're gonna go in there and win this fight. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm hoping she proves me wrong, but I don't see it happening. I think Macy Barber is gonna win this fight. It's probably gonna be a decision.
Yeah, decision. Barber.
I say Barber with a submission.
Possible. Hey, it could happen for sure.
Not sure yet.
Yeah, man, but I saw Angel that. I was actually going for Chookagian, man. I thought that she – I was like, man, I'm confident. I think she can win this fight. It should probably be a decision. And then I heard that interview, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. And she just like – when she was talking about it, she just started – she broke down crying, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, you know, she's fighting demons, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you
– That could be a big motivation, though.
Yeah, for some people it is, man, but let's face it, you know, if you're not 100% focused and clear-minded on what your goal is, I don't know, man. That's not a good sign. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, next up.
Next up, we got Curtis Blaydes versus Jeyton Almeida, another veteran of the sport. Curtis Razor Blaydes against Jeyton Maldaño Almeida.
Maldaño.
They're minus 110 betting favorites. It's even, dead even. Curtis Blaydes lost his last fight against Sergey Pavlovich. Before that, he was on a 3-fight win streak. He beat Tom Aspinall, of all people. Jeyton Almeida, ever since he's gotten in the UFC, has been winning. I don't know, man. I think Curtis Blaydes is going to win this fight.
Yeah.
I think so, too. I mean,
yeah.
I'm gonna say
he took Rozenstruik to a decision, which was it was an okay fight. Yeah, man. I think that loss against Pavlovich is gonna push him to want to take that win streak from Almeida, and probably gonna be by KO, man, in the third round.
I don't know, man, but it's just another case of one of these young bucks coming up and maybe biting off too much more than he can chew. This is a huge step up in competition. Not that Derek Lewis was a nobody, but you know, I don't know, man. The guys that Almeida has fought didn't have the wrestling caliber that Blaydes does. Jarzynia Rozenstruik,
sure.
He doesn't wrestle. Derek Lewis, he doesn't wrestle. Kamil Abdurakhimov, he doesn't wrestle.
Parker Porter.
Yeah, none of these guys. I think that's like the only guy who really kind of wrestled, but mainly was just putting his weight on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see it happening, man. He's got power, but so does Curtis Blaydes, dude. Let's not
forget. Is he the dude that took down Derek Lewis for three rounds straight?
Yes, exactly. And it was like super fucking boring. I remember saying this is probably up there with Lewis versus Ngannou versus Lewis 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So like, again, you know,
nobody's taught that dude how to damn ground a pound. Just
see, there's a lot of people that just
take a bound lay.
It's because that Derek Lewis is so strong, bro. He would have just thrown him off, and he almost did. I think he did in that fight a couple of times. But yeah, man, just Curtis Blaydes got power in his hands. A lot of people seem to forget that, and a lot of people seem to forget that this dude, you know, he's a wrestler, man. He's a wrestler. I don't know. I think it's going to be a bad night for Almeida.
It sure is. This next one.
Decision for sure.
Yeah.
Next fight, Peter Yan versus Song Yadong.
Song Yadong, minus, bro.
Yeah, minus 140 favorite for Peter Yan.
Come on.
Plus 120 underdog for Yadong, Song Yadong. Peter Yan lost his last three fights. Aljo, Marab, Sean O'Malley. You know, the lover's triangle there. And then Song Yadong won his last two fights. Dropped a fight against Corey Sanhagen. A doctor stoppage. It was a nasty cut. He could have possibly won that fight. And he could have had a nice, cushy record right now. But I don't know, man. What do you guys think? Who do you think is going to win this one? Peter Yan, Song Yadong?
Song a dong, bro. I think Peter Yan with these three losses in a row, the way he lost and who he lost against. I mean,
the way he lost to a decision to
Marab. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, Marab Dvalishvili, a unanimous decision. Okay. Yes. Before that, he lost a split decision to the champ, Sean O'Malley. Yes. He lost a split decision to the other champ.
Yeah. Yes.
Aljo. So, I mean, to say that, his loss is bro.
Song.
I don't know, man.
Decision. Song's going to come in here and.
I like Song Yadong, but he doesn't have the boxing footwork that Peter Yan does. And Peter Yan can take him to the deep end, bro. I'm going Peter Yan. Decision.
Yeah. Same here.
I'm going Song submission round 3.
Submission.
Ooh. Submission, bro.
Wow.
That's horrible call.
I'm submission. Going Song, second round knockout.
Ooh.
And sending a pasture.
Yeah, it could be a, a pink slip night for Peter Yan.
Yep.
But I don't see it happening, bro. I don't
either. Even if he loses, Dana White ain't gonna want to cut this guy.
No, he'll be a gatekeeper.
So next up, speaking of gatekeepers, we got Gilbert Burns going up against Jack Della Maddalena, -125 favorite for Jack Della Maddalena, +105 underdog for Gilbert Burns. Gilbert Burns lost his last fight. Jack Della just seems to be stacking up the wins. He took Kevin Holland to a split decision. Basil Hafez, split decision. Randy Brown, submission. Danny Roberts, KO. I don't know. It seems like as he progressed through the ranks, it got a little harder for him. So instead of knocking people out like everybody thought he was, he started racking up those decisions. Gilbert Burns is not an easy guy to put away, man. I'm just telling you right now. Belal Muhammad had to take him to a decision. Mm-hmm. So this is, I don't know. This is a coin flip, bro. It's a hard one for me to pick.
My you gotta see how they Gilbert look Burns. Tomorrow in the weigh-ins, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gilbert Burns has that big-ass afro. He looks kind of goofy, man. Have you ever seen – you remember that video, Afro Ninja?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, he does.
Any dude that could walk around with a face like that, he's gonna let it hang in that ring. Cause that is not a good picture.
No, so especially the way his nose looks.
Oh yeah. Looks like JDS after that damn bare knuckle MMA the other night.
Check this out. That's him, bro.
No, he's not.
You want to see a fight? I'll show you a fight.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is a hard one for me to pick. I like them both. I really like both of these fighters, but if I have to go with the experience over what Jack Dell has done, like I said, as he progressed through the ranks, it's gotten harder for him clearly, and this is a tough test for him, dude. I if he wins, I don't think it's going to be some kind of finish. It'll have
Maddalena?
To be a decision. Yeah, Maddalena.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's decision win right there for Maddalena.
I'm going Gilbert Burns decision win.
I got Maddalena decision.
Same.
All right, next up, we got Kevin Holland versus Michael MVP Page. Kevin Trailblazer Holland against Michael Venom Page. -130 favorite for the UFC. Hall of Famer, soon to be Hall of Famer, Kevin Holland, going up against +110 underdog Michael Venom Page, Bellator versus UFC. How do you guys see it?
Oh, man, dude.
Wow. All I gotta say is don't blink. It can end at any second. I think Holland has the edge on the ground. MVP has the edge on the feet. And I think it's going to end up being a nasty, tight fight. And MVP is going to knock him out late in the third.
I can agree with that.
Mm.
My heart is with damn Kevin Holland, though. I love that dude.
My heart is with Kevin Holland, but the MVP, bro, this guy is.
There's something special about that dude.
He is just nasty, bro. He is nasty. I don't know, man. I'm still waiting to pick for this fight, man. But
dude, he's okay. Unorthodox as all get out.
He is, man. He is very unorthodox. He's just.
Well, so is Kevin Holland.
He is.
But
that's what I'm saying.
Let's go back. A couple of these fights, man. Michael Venom Page. Let's not forget he recently lost to Mike Perry in bare knuckle boxing.
That is true.
Let's forget about that shit.
That's a totally different ball game.
It doesn't matter.
It's a whole different animal, too, though. It's
different, though.
No, it's not different, bro. If you look at the way he was fighting, like, this guy did not look – he didn't look like the old Michael Venom Page, man.
That's true.
And I don't care what you guys say.
You can't do all that dancing shit in bare-knuckle boxing.
Oh, no, you can't.
What dancing shit?
All that shit that he does in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's showboater.
He knocks people out in the ring.
Yeah, but he's also a showboater. You can't do all that showboating shit with bare hands.
Yeah, I don't think he wins. Because
you can get knocked out with a jab and bare knuckle.
I'm going Kevin Holland.
Good
sub.
Imagine all the MVP fans. They see Kevin Holland
Get this shit, bro. Get this shit right here. Just get this shit. PFL main event gets stopped because of a splinter. MVP loses his debut against Kevin Holland. Francis Ngannou loses. Imagine, bro. Like,
dude.
Dana White's going to be in that presser like, I told you so.
Bro, if that, if all of that happens, Dana White is that he's going to mention it. He's going to be, you know what? I mean, how am I feeling? Who is this fucking goofball? First of PFL, you know, their card goes to shit. And then Francis Ngannou gets knocked out. And then Michael Page comes in. Well, I don't know. I mean, he just put a lot of money in this cat, so I don't think he wants him to lose. But if he does, it'd be funny. It'd be funny, man. But yeah, I don't know, man. I've never been a Michael Venom Page fan. I think he's annoying. And I laugh my ass off when Michael Perry beat him. And I'm going to laugh my ass off when Kevin Holland beats his ass on Saturday night.
Don't put no money on it.
I'm gonna put money on it. I'm gonna put money on it, bro. Did you see the presser today? The dude looks so goofy, bro. It looked like he was wearing a vest that his grandma knitted him. I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing, dude? Who dresses?
In the comments, Gregory says that MVP will flop. Everyone knows the real MVP is WWE.
Oof.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, maybe MVP back in his prime. Let's face it, he's 36 years old, bro. I think his best days are past him, man. I really do. Kevin Holland's 31 years old. That dude's been just, you know, he's gone through the fucking ringer. Dude, didn't he have like the most fights in UFC history in a year? Or some shit like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven.
And this guy just fought the who's who, bro, and slowly made his way. Maybe he hasn't won them all, but you know, they were always good fights, entertaining fights. Michael Venom Page, he's had some crazy knockouts, but he's had a lot of decisions. Just I don't know, man. That last fight with Perry. Yeah, I was like, dude, whoever picks this guy up after this is gonna lose their They're going to lose that money on that return investment.
Didn't MVP put a hole in somebody's forehead?
Yeah, dude. It was a Cyborg, dude. Yeah,
Cyborg, right? Yeah.
He put dude's kneecap, too.
Yeah.
Yep. He's got some crazy finishes, and that's what's exciting. That's what everybody wants to see. They want to see some crazy KO because he does that shit, man. He does these crazy finishes. And I don't know, man. It just... This is a whole different ball game for him, man.
Man, quit being a Debbie Downer, Rudy.
I hope he, you know, he shines, but I just don't see it, bro.
I'm picking Paige, man. KO round three.
I ain't Debbie Downer.
Yep, same here.
I'm a realist, dog.
A real Debbie Downer.
No. Next up, we got Dustin Diamond Poirier versus
main Benoit,
God of War, Saint-Denis. Saint-Denis 13-1-0, minus 175 favorite, going up against the former champ, Dustin Poirier, lightweight champ. Plus 145 underdog, lost his last fight to Justin Gaethje with some crazy head kick before that. He beat Michael Chandler, RNC. Just, this is going to be a badass fight, bro. Don't blink. Yeah. If you saw the stare downs today, like Poirier he was staring through this motherfucker, man. He's staring through this guy. This is going to be a good fight. I like Benoit Saint-Denis. But we'll see, man. We'll see if he's got what it takes to take out, you know, a former champ who isn't done. It doesn't look like he's anywhere near done, in my opinion. But we'll see, man. Who do you got?
And this is a five rounder too, for a co-main event.
Yeah.
I'm going for Poirier, man. KO round four.
Okay, I want to say Poirier, but I won't make my final decision until I see him in the ring. If he's wearing loose shorts, I'm going for the other guy. If he's wearing those tight shorts, I'll go for Poirier.
No, you want to see his balls.
He's predictable. Because when he pulls those shorts up, that's when he got KO'd. That's when he got head kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Gaethje sure timed that shit perfectly. He's like, yep, he's going to do this. Ding dong.
Mark,
good point.
I have got Saint-Denis.
Benoit Saint-Denis.
Of course you do, Frenchie.
Of course you do. I had
Benoit Saint-Denis until I saw
the stare down,
bro. I was like, bro, this dude is not fucking around.
I Dustin bet you love Poirier. French fries too, don't you, Frenchie?
Third round. This is going to be a fun fight, bro.
It's going to be a fight. Fun.
Whoever wins this fight is going to be fighting for the bad motherfucker belt.
Mm-hmm.
So Benoit wins. I think that's the next fight. It's going to be Gaethje and Benoit Saint-Denis if he wins. Next up, we got the main event. Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera. Sean O'Malley -245 favorite against Marlon Chito Vera. Plus 200 underdog. They fought before in the past. Marlon Vera won that fight. And I don't know. How do you guys see this one playing out?
I think it's going to be a back and forth fight. I mean, we all know how Sean O'Malley fights. He just likes to stay on the feet. Chito Vera, he's just, you know, just a G, man. This guy, he don't give a shit where this fight lands. He's going to fight you wherever. There's no quitting him. I'm going to go for Chito Vera by decision because there's no way that he's going to be able to take out Sean O'Malley.
What do you think?
I got Chito Vera third round KO.
Woo!
Damn, Mark.
Wow.
I'm going to wait to weigh-ins, honestly.
Well, if you saw the press conference today, you would have seen Sean O'Malley looking like the Philly fanatic. He looked hilarious, bro. He's wearing
this big grass,
like a hula grass freaking trench coat, and these funny shades. I'm like, dude, what? But in reality, I think Sean O'Malley is going to win this fight. As much as I don't want him to, I really want Marlon to win this fight, dude. I want him to win this fight, but I just don't see it happening, man. I've given Sean O'Malley a lot of shit. I don't like the dude. He kind of annoys me, man. But I gotta respect his abilities, man. And I didn't think he was gonna win that fight against Aljo, and all it took was one shot, bro. I didn't think he was gonna win the fight against Peter. I still don't think he won that fight. But I don't know, man. This dude's got hands, man. He's got hands. He's got power in those hands.
Too.
Yeah, and Marlon, his last fight, I wasn't real impressed, man. I really was not impressed with that fight.
Who was his loss to?
Well, his last fight was against Pedro Munhoz. It was a unanimous decision. His last loss was against Corey Sanhagen. That was a split decision. Mm-hmm. And that's because Corey's a banger too. But the difference between these guys is that Sean O'Malley's got that one punch knockout power, and I think this is going to be a bad ending for him, bro. If he stands in there and wants to stand and bang, I think O'Malley's going to catch him. And I don't know, man. I'm hoping Vera comes in as focused as I've seen him up until fight camp.
Yeah.
It's just, I really want him to win, bro. I like Chico Vera. Everything he's about. Yeah, I like his story, you know.
Hit that pick.
I just can't, bro. I'm not going to pick him. Come on. I'm going to go with O'Malley. As much as I hate the dude, I just think that, you know, the power in those hands, man, he's going to drop him, and it's going to, I don't want him to win. I really don't, man, but I'm going to pick him.
I'm picking Vera. Decision. Hard fought decision.
I'm going Mark? Pretty upset.
I'm not sure yet. I'm sorry. I can't
pick
yet.
Gay!
Well, we're not doing a podcast tomorrow to pick.
I know, right?
But we're gonna
pick right now.
There we go. All right, good. We're gonna wait here until you're done.
I got Cheeto then.
Yes.
All right. Oh, Cheeto Vera right. Then.
That's right my on. Pick. Sweet.
My picks are entered.
Mine are too. Mine are entered. All right. People that are watching and or listening, please go and find Fightbook MMA Facebook group. We do our Tapology picks there. Our boy Ray Castro, he's in charge of that. We just go join the group. We'll let you in. And thanks for everybody that's scanning those QR mm-hmm. codes. I see them right there on our screen. Really do appreciate that.
You're getting that CBD lube.
Hell yeah.
That was me three times in a row.
That's awesome, dude.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's our picks. We've been doing pretty good on our fight picks, man. It's been pretty good. So. 11. Don't forget, next week, we have my friend Amanda Lovato. She's going to be joining us next week as our guest. She has a boxing fight on March 23rd for Sparta 102 in Colorado. She's going to be taking on Becca Whiskey. So, yeah, we're going to be talking to her next Thursday, see what she's up to. She lives here in my hometown, so... I got to support the local fighters. So, Amanda, she's good people, and can't wait to talk to her. For all the news around the world, go to fightbookmma.com. Show your support. Support everybody who we support and who partners with us. Just like our new partner, Rudy. Say it again. Who's our
Shell Shock CBD? Shell Shock CBD. Remember, folks. You can get, you know, their sample pack for $19.99. That's four different packs. Use the code FBMMA for 10% off. Even try out their CBD lube. Like I said, that's the first time I've ever heard of CBD lube, but I wonder how it makes your balls, your dick feel, your dick and balls.
Joey's going to let us know how it is. He's scanned the code like 3 to 4 times. There you go.
How's it tingly?
How's your taste? Joey, thank you so much for jumping on and being a guest co-host. This is not going to be the last time we see you. I know you're going to be covering David for a good while now.
Yeah, I feel honored when he messaged me and asked me to do it.
Yeah, for sure, man. I didn't even know he did until he told me. It's fun having you on, man. So
I'll be trying.
Yeah. give a shout out to your podcast, bro. There it is. Saucy Podcast.
Saucy Podcast. We usually stream every Monday night. We cover, you know, sports and
all things barbecue sauce,
dick jokes and your butthole and all that good stuff. If you want a good laugh, stop on by.
Yes. Every time.
And now's a part of the show where Mark tells us about his favorite things to do in Canada. Mark, take it away.
I don't know. Eat poutine, drink Molson.
Hell yeah, dude.
Drink Canada Dry, go pet your moose, and stay inside because it snowed in.
Right on, fellas.
Right on. Well, thanks everybody that's watching and or listening. We do really appreciate your support. To catch this show, the audio version, just find us anywhere. Google us, Sitting Ringside.
I'm going to go enjoy that, some American bacon.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, we will see you guys next Thursday night. Have a good night. Thank you so much. Enjoy the fights this weekend. We are out.
Stay saucy and keep it funky.